What's happening, everybody? This is the very first edition of the Josh Robinson Show. If you haven't been familiar with my Twitter, yes, Diving In is in fact no more, but it lives on. The evolution of Diving In with Josh is none other than the Josh Robinson Show. I really have no other way of describing the Josh Robinson Show and what I hope it to be than just the show literally about anything and everything. I just want to explore my curiosity as much as I can, and really just wherever this show kind of goes, that's what I just want to kind of roll with the punches and really take this show for whatever comes. It's just a place where I can talk about anything, whether it's just life, whether it's pop culture, whether it's wrestling, whether it's whatever it may be, whatever I want to kind of talk about, I'm just going to do on this show. And that's kind of the vibe I want from this show anyway. A lot of people were, you know, last week on Diving In, disclaimer by the way, Diving In's archive will still stay on this feed, so you'll always be able to go back and listen to Diving In. It's not going to another place. You don't have to worry about subscribing to another podcast. It's just, this just floats over, and this is just what Diving In has evolved into. It's just the show, literally whatever I kind of want to feel like talking about on any given Tuesday, that's what I'm going to do. And that's kind of what I want from this show. But what I was going to say is that, you know, last week I talked about there was some changes that I wanted to make to Diving In, and really just wanted to make the show a little bit more free-flowing, not so structured about have to having someone on, have to having do this, have to having this topic, that topic, whatever it may be. I just wasn't really, I liked the idea of it, but the execution just wasn't really what I want. And I think about podcasting, what I like so much in just general is that it's adaptability. You've got to be able to really adapt to any situation and just kind of evolve as it feels natural, because this just feels natural to me just to evolve it into this. And I'm still going to have guests on this show. I'm still going to have different kind of topics that we go through. It's the fundamentals of what Diving In was is not really changing on this show. It's just a little bit more free flowing and a little bit more, you know, relaxed and easy. And that's what I want from the Josh Robinson Show. So that's what it's going to be about, just exploring my curiosity and whatever interest or whatever I want to kind of talk about. So I'm just going to kind of go with it. There is obviously a plan in place of what I want to talk about on any given week. I'm not just completely, you know, winging it. It's hard to really wing a podcast when you're on your own every week, because you stumble on your words. You don't really know what's kind of next. You've got no one to play off of. And that's kind of a challenge to me, and I like challenging myself. And I hope that comes through to you guys, because the kind of idea behind, you know, going from Diving into the Josh Robinson Show is I want to be a little bit more interactive, and I have a few more like segment based things, and expect that here. You know, Wrestling Reverb and Ditz versus Josh is both very structured in a sense, but I like it like that because it's just wrestling, and I just want to talk about wrestling on those shows. I don't really want to, you know, here and there I still want to talk about some other things, because conversations just naturally occur when there's two people talking. But when it's here, I want kind of that, I want to, you know, not really stick to one thing, being like, well, just this episode we're going to talk about this, or just this episode we're going to talk about this. It's just, you got to let things kind of have a plan, but let things kind of free flow and feel just the way you're going in chatting, because it's kind of the challenge of it. And again, I like a good challenge in any sense, for anything I kind of do. And this is just the natural progression of where this is going. I'm really excited. If you can't tell by the sound of my voice, I'm really excited about this. And it was going to be announced last week, and I decided just to have one more little Diving In episode. And you kind of sense that there was a different tone in that show, and I wanted to do some other things. But this literally is going to be the show about anything. And I'm really just keen on that. I'm, like I said, I'm still going to have guests on here. I'm still going to have different little things that I'm have in the works and stuff like that, and introduce you to some other people as well, not just people you're familiar with on Twitter or within the wrestling community. I want some people that have nothing to do with wrestling to come on here, and people from locally that I know and stuff like that. So it's a different aspect of my life that I get to share with you guys. And not only that, like I said, I want this show to be interactive. I'm going to ask a lot of the times, you're going to hear me saying, hey, there might be a poll, or there might be an opportunity for you to be on the show, or there might be an opportunity for you to tweet and interact with the show and really kind of shape how the show is going to be presented and how the show is going to feel is a lot of based on, like, listeners and stuff like that. And I kind of really excited for that kind of aspect of the Josh Robinson show. And when I kind of was thinking of, you know, the next step of diving in, I was kind of like, oh, what do I call this? And I was like, oh, I just want it to be about stuff. I don't even really know what I want it to be about. I want it to be the show about nothing but everything at the same time. And I was like, there's really no way to describe this show other than I'm going to be on it. And I'm like, well, let's just call it the Josh Robinson Show. And it just kind of stuck. And I was like, yep, you know what? It's a simple title, and it accurately describes what this is going to be, because it's just going to be everything and nothing and anything all at once. And again, it excites me to be a part. It excites me to be able to exercise this and people being supportive. I've got a lot of love for this already, and there's been no episode aired. So that's pretty exciting. So episode one of the Josh Robinson show is officially, I guess, underway. But it's exciting. I'm just genuinely happy to be doing this. It's a big week this week. I'm kind of picked a weird week to do this. So I'm actually recording this episode on a Tuesday, and you'll hear this on a Tuesday. But here's the thing about this is that it's a very big week just in general. It's a very, like, sentimental week for me. On Thursday, on the 25th of July, is my 1 year of starting a podcast. And I didn't think a year later that I'd still be doing it, A. And B, I didn't think I would be, you know, have people that actually listen to my show. I'm not saying I have a big following. I don't. But this isn't like a bragging session. It's just I have people that genuinely listen and go, hey, I listened to Wrestling Reverb, or I listened to Diving In, or Dits versus Josh, and it's like, holy crap, guys, like, I have created something out of literally nothing. And it's not hard to do a podcast. It's really not hard to create something. It's so accessible. That's what I kind of like about it anyway, is that it's so accessible to do, and it was literally just a thing I thought about, and I'm like, hey, why don't I start talking about wrestling and just post it? And of course, no one listens at the start, and then eventually it kind of spirals, and then, hey, 1 year later, I'm still going strong, and I don't really have any plans to not do this. And I have more confidence in myself from it. I have more confidence in my ability to speak, which is really weird to say. I've, like, Twitch streaming, I never thought I'd be that person that would Twitch stream, but here I am. YouTube videos, whatever it may be, it's a really nice little exercise. It's a really nice way to exercise my creativity, because I've always had that in me, especially younger. I was always just a creative person, and I think I lost a lot of that in the last few years since leaving high school and you know, growing up. You kind of lose that, and I think it's an important part of anything. I think creativity, when you want to exercise it, you should, in any form that may be, whatever it kind of it is with you, whatever it kind of goes to directly towards you is what creativity you can kind of explore. But this is my way of doing it, is stuff like podcasting, which is always first and foremost my favorite thing, is podcasting and Twitch streaming and, you know, producing video content or whatever it may be. But it really is fun, and this just genuinely, I have a smile on my face just talking and being here for this and being able to put my name and my stamp on something, and like, hey, if I get a few listeners out of this, I'm happy. And it's just another way for, I like showing my personality to people and being able just to really interact with people that are all over the world. And you're like, wow, this is really dang cool to do. And it's just fun. You know, it's just really, really fun. Like today, the fact that I can put out a tweet and someone may respond, or someone may like it or retweet it or whatever, and it's like I'm just sitting here watching wrestling and watching Raw, which, on a side note, Raw Reunion was today, and it was, mwah, which is great. But anyway, it's just cool to be able to interact with people. And of course, last week on the last episode of Diving In, I talked about my love for Brainbuster Radio, and have just, hey, I don't need to state my opinion on that again, because they're just wonderful, wonderful people. And it's just nice to be included in stuff, I guess. I'm just really, really, really happy. But, you know, the kind of first episode I wanted to do for the Josh Robinson Show, I was like, I've got to do something that kind of separates itself from not just being Diving In with a different title, because I'm sure people have thought, and even I was like, is this just Diving In with a different title? Is there enough difference between it? And Yeah, there is, because I've got a few things to talk about today, and I guess we'll kind of go into some of these things in just a moment, but it just really, I when I say this is the show about anything, I just randomly, my kind of thing with podcasting is that for some reason, most of my ideas on what to talk about on a podcast or what to do for a podcast episode comes to me like when I'm in bed. When I'm at the nighttime, when I'm laying in bed, the TV's off, my phone's away, like whatever it may be, I'm just laying there and I'm like, oh, that'd be a good idea to do on a podcast. And something come to me today that won't be the entirety of this show, but it'll certainly be a section of it. Later on in this episode, I'm going to be taking a certain quiz. Now, first and foremost, as many of you know, and I'm proudly will write about it all the time, is that I'm very much a proud Australian. And most of my inner circle within the wrestling community, or just within the Twitter community, or my online community, I guess you'd call them, is not from here. So there's always questions coming in my direction of, oh my god, this and this and this about Australia. And I'm like, I'll talk about Australia 100% of the day. I love talking about the country because it's kind of like we're kind of aliens, I think, in a sense. But I was like, hey, wait a minute. What do I know about the States? What do I know about the US? And I'm kind of thinking, I'm like, I only really know entertainment-based stuff. I really don't know anything else. So I found a quiz online that I'm going to be doing a little bit later in this episode. And it is the 21 questions that every American should know. But it is specified that it is for international people. It's every quiz. It's every American should know this, and an international person's dream is to kind of learn about other things. That's what it states on here anyway. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So out of these 21 questions, I'm going to see how many I get right. I could get literally zero of these right. I haven't pre-screened these questions. I just know there's 21 because it says on there. I know what is involved in these questions. I don't know anything. But hey, we're going to do that in just a second. I'm going to talk about some other stuff today as well, which we'll get into in just a minute as well. And just kind of free flow this show out and see how this goes. And along the way, like I said before, I'm going to ask for some interaction on Twitter, whether it be polls or whatever it may be. I'm going to give you some recommendations later in the show. That's going to become like a weekly staple. I'm going to give you three different recommendations for three different things. And we're just going to kind of go from there and just kind of chat. And I really just am excited to do that. So why don't we get into some things here, and why don't we start with a little America quiz? Okay, guys, so we're going to take the 21 questions that every American should know, and also it is a quiz. It says it's specified for people that are looking to visit the States, and that what you should know as an international kind of, I guess, visitor or international, just a person that's not from the States, I guess. So why don't, it says, do you actually know the fundamentals of our government? Take this red, white, and blue test to find out. So it's going to be a lot of government-based things, and I don't know, let's just see how we go. Okay, so let's get right into it here. It says, how many branches of government are there? 4, 2, or 3? So these are all multiple choice. All right, 4? Oh, you don't find out until the end if you got it right. Awesome. Okay, who is the head of the executive branch? It's the chief of staff, the president, or the vice president? The executive branch. That would be the vice president. Oh, boy. On what day of the year do we vote for the president? The first Tuesday after a Monday in November, an appointed Tuesday in November, the last Tuesday in November, the first Tuesday in November. So what I've established here is that people in the US vote on a Tuesday. I'm going to go the first Tuesday in November. Wait a fucking minute. Is that not all the... Oh, no. Never mind. I thought it was all the... It was a trick question. I'm going to go the first Tuesday in November. Oh, man. How many voting members of the House of Representatives are there? 435, 372, 236. It's 435 because I've watched Veep, and I think I know that. If both the president and vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president? The Secretary of State, the Speaker of House, or the Attorney General? The Secretary of State, right? No, the Speaker of House. Oh, fuck. I'm just going to go the Speaker of House. Wait a minute. Before I go on in this, interaction time. Americans listening to this, or just people that know, well, Americans mainly, does every American really know all of this stuff? Please tweet at me at Josh Robinson 00. Please let me know. Anyway, let's get back to it. We're on question 6 out of 21. How many justices are on the Supreme Court? 9, 10, or 7? 10. I'm guessing. What is the national anthem? America the Beautiful, God Bless America, Star Spangled Banner. It's a Star Spangled Banner. I'm pretty sure. Which of the following is not a national holiday? Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Boxing Day, George Washington's Day, or Labor Day? Boxing Day isn't a thing in the States, is it? I'll click on that. Oh boy. What is the supreme law of the land? The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution? The supreme law of the land. The Bill of Rights is... Let's go to the Declaration of Independence. Oh, fuck. Who appoints the Supreme Court justices? The Senate, the remaining Supreme Court justices, the President, or the people? The people don't. The President. Oh, boy. What are the first words of the Constitution? When in the course of human events, wow, easier for me to say, we the people, or fourscore and 7 years ago. We the people, that's, I'm just going to go with that because it's a wrestling reference. What is in the amendment? What is an amendment? Oh boy. A change to the Constitution, a change to the Constitution made by the state governments, a law signed by the president. An amendment. Well, no, because there's like the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. I know what the Second Amendment is. That's the right to bear arms. I know that. So it's a law signed by the president. Oh, God. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, or the Monroe Doctrine? I don't even know if I said that right. I don't care. The Bill of Rights? I fucking know, guys. Which of these is not a freedom protected by the First Amendment? Petition and assembly, freedom of religion, privacy, freedom of speech is not a freedom protected. Petition and assembly, because I've never heard of it. How many amendments does the Constitution have? 34, 27, or 10? Well, they said the first 10. 34. Oh, boy. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? Congressional oversight, presidential veto, separation of powers. Presidential veto? I've heard of that before, so I'm just going to click it. What are the two houses of Congress? Senate and Supreme Court, Senate and House of Representatives, House of Representatives and Schoolhouse Rock. Well, that can't be fucking right. Surely not. Let's go Senate and House of Representatives. Other people are like, I don't know these answers either, or people are like, wow, you're a dumb shit, Josh. Either, let's just go with it. Which of the following is not a cabinet position? Vice President, Ambassador to the United Nations, Attorney General, or Secretary of Treasury? Attorney General. Oh, bully. How many senators does each state have? 2, it depends on the population of the state, or 3? There's 2 because there's 100, and there's... No, because that's not right. Because is there 50 states or is there 52 states? I'm going to go with 2. How long is a senator's term? 2 years, 4 years, 6 years? Well, it's 4 years for the president, so 4 years for a senator? Which of the following is not a power of the state government? Providing unemployment, constipation... Compensation. Holy shit, guys. I just said constipation. Levy taxes, providing passports, or providing driver's license. Which is not... Levy taxes. Or levy, however you want to say it. Okay, so where's my results? Oh, it's loading. Oh, apparently I bleed red, white, and blue. We salute you. You got the top score, which means you got more answers right than 90% of the population. You understand the intricates of this great nation and how it works. You might as well move to DC right now. They could use a mind like you to set things right. Holy shit. Surely I did not. That did not just happen. Well, it doesn't even give me what I got right and what I got wrong. But hey, apparently I did well. Well then, apparently I bleed red, white, and blue. Who knows what I got right and what I got wrong, but apparently I got more than 90% right, so that's kind of nice. Well, there you go. I'm an on an why can I not talk right now? Who knows? What I was going to say is that I'm an honorary. I can't say it again. Ha! This literally is the show about anything because I can't even talk right now. I'm a fucking American. Hell yeah. Why the fuck not? Anyway, that was the American quiz that apparently I did well in, but hey, I guess I'll never know the results of this. Hey, this might be a thing for Americans. Go through these answers, answer along with me, see what you got right, or at least look up what you got right and what you got wrong. And then compare them to mine and see if I really do bleed red, white, and blue. Is what it is, I guess. Okay, guys, so another thing I wanted to talk about on today's show was that, you know, I had an episode of Diving In, like, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, about music. It was a cool episode, and I really did enjoy it, but I've noticed something as of late when it comes to music. Music is a lot like wrestling. I've said this a lot on Wrestling Reverb, and just, I say that a lot in general. Wrestling is super, super subjective. Music is very much the same, excuse me. Music is very much the same in the sense of that, you know, everyone has different flavors, everyone has different tastes, everyone has different kind of mindset when it comes to music, what you like, what you don't like. I'm in the very much category of, I like a little bit of everything. I'll listen to a bit of pop, I'll listen to a bit of hip-hop, rap, R&B, metal, country, everything. I just listen to whatever kind of sounds good to me, I'm cool with, but it seems to be just like kind of anything with opinions and whatever it may be. If an opinion does not match someone else's, then they feel the need to call you out on it and say you suck, or say that song sucks, or say whatever they're talking about sucks. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I kind of wanted to put the question out to you guys in the sense of, hey, music is fun and music should be celebrated no matter what you kind of listen to, and just kind of appreciate that people, you know, like different kinds of music or like only one kind of music or whatever it may be. But, you know, music is, music really can, it can and it can't in different ways, but it can really show a lot about someone's personality, how they kind of react to, how they act and how they are, and it can really be told in a lot of ways in music. You can get a lot of someone's personality out of music they like in some ways, and in other ways you can't. But like I listen to a lot of music in the shower. That's like my favorite thing to do. Is I have one of those shower speakers that you like stick to the glass, and you can listen to music and, you know, control it. It's Bluetooth and all that kind of jazz, so you can, you know, skip your song and turn it up loud. And I live alone, so it's great. I can just have music really loud and just have a nice sing in the shower. Singing in the shower is, man, what an activity. Anyway, I always kind of like to listen to music in the shower or in the car. They're like the best places to listen to music. I'm one of those people that will drive in the car with music up relatively loud. I just sing my little heart out. But when it comes to me, I've said this a lot too, and I've had a lot of people tell me this, is that I'm quite a positive lad when it comes to wrestling, and just in general, I just like to take things day by day and just kind of live my life the best way I know how. That doesn't mean I'm happy all the time, or I'm not some kind of crazy person that's like, I'm always smiling. It's not the case, but that's a different story for a different day. However, when it comes to, music, I kind of just like to listen. I love sad music, I love happy music, I love, like I said, a little bit of everything. But I was in the shower the other day and I was skipping through. I have a playlist on Spotify which is, by the way, called Iconic Tracks. There's a picture of Peyton and Billy on there too, just being iconic, and it's just, what a iconic way to listen to music. Anyway, I was listening to some music and some Britney Spears come on. I'm like, hell yeah. So I fuck with some Britney Spears. Why the fuck not? Why? Let's listen to some Britney. So I was listening to Baby One More Time because, man, just what a tune. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, if I was to post this on Twitter, which I do post a lot of music on Twitter. If you follow me, you'd probably notice I take a lot of screen grabs of Spotify and I'm like, hell yeah, this song. I just realized that posting that kind of stuff, it probably tells somewhat about my personality, and I'm like, hey, I listen to what I listen to. But a lot of people seem to think that posting certain things, like, for example, Britney Spears or the Backstreet Boys or something, and it, like, makes you less of this, or it makes you, as a male, it makes you less of a man, or it does this, and I don't know, there's something about caring about what others think about you so much. I care in a sense of, I like, you know, people give me feedback on the podcast or you know, telling me what they think of a video or a Twitch stream or whatever like that. I certainly care what people think. I'm certainly not one to go, I don't give a shit what people say about me. In a sense, that's true, but in other ways, it's like, you know, I do like, you know, everyone loves a little bit of praise, and everyone also loves to hear feedback, whether it's constructive or whatever. I'm that person that likes that, but what my point is that a lot of people would not have the, I guess, it's not courage, but for lack of a better term, courage to post something like that because they're like, oh, the backlash on this is going to be too far. And it's like, well, no, a lot of people just skim over it. A lot of people probably don't even notice it. But I had someone not on the internet. I was listening to music at work and my headphones came out of the socket and the music started playing aloud. And I was like, oh, shit, you know, I think it was NSYNC, something like that. Someone at work commented on me, and they were like, oh my god, you listen to that? And I'm like, yeah, what's your point? And they just go, that's kind of weird, isn't it? I'm like, please explain to me how it's weird. And they're like, well, you're like, what, how old? Like 20? I'm like, well, I'm 23. And they're just kind of saying, it's like, it's weird that you listen to NSYNC. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's that weird. Here's the question I have for you guys. Does music reflect, is it weird, I guess is the question, is it weird for people to have different tastes in music and to dabble in a little bit of everything, and is it weird for someone, like a 23-year-old male in his words, or 20-year-old male in his words, to listen to something like that? This isn't like a thing of like, I'm going to stop doing this or I'm going to stop, you know, it's not a reflection on me. I just want to know, as the general consensus is that to me, it's not weird. Is it weird to some people that you listen to stuff like this? Yes or no? Just, I'll either put a poll up or just tweet on the, you know, the graphic I put up for this episode on Twitter. Feel free to comment on it. I'm always about it, but is it weird? Does it reflect on you in a weird way? Or do you personally feel weird about it if you were to do that, or you were to get, were you worried about comments and stuff like that? It's just curiosity to me. Again, this show is a lot about exploring curiosity and a lot about that. So, hey, I want to know. I like learning about people. Learning about people is like one of my favorite things to do. Not to be like nosy and be like, not to judge. It's just, I'm fascinated by it because I love learning about how other people think, because you only know what you think. At the end of the day, you only really know what you're thinking. And it's fun to learn in other people's mindsets and go, okay, so you look at it from this way. Why I look at it this way. And I love that kind of aspect of life, I guess. I don't know, I'm getting all weird and sentimental, but music is just fun. Whether it's Fozzy, or whether it's Metallica, or whether it's Nirvana, or the Spice Girls, or Britney, or Ariana Grande, or Paramore, or Beyonce, Destiny's Child, TLC, whatever it may be, I love learning about people's music tastes, because again, you learn stuff about people, you know, and how they kind of care and act. I just think it's really fun. Guys, I would just like to make sure that you know to go and check out Brainbuster Radio every single day. There is a new show from 8 different podcasts on Brainbuster Radio. It has everything you need to know with wrestling today, from WWE to New Japan to AEW to the Indies. Everything is covered on Brainbuster Radio. That is 8 different shows across 7 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have you covered. Please, just type in Brainbuster Radio on your favorite podcasting listening device and you'll find Brainbuster Radio. So make sure to check out Brainbuster Radio for all of your wrestling needs. Now let's get back to the show. Okay, guys, another thing that I wanted to touch on today is I've done a few little episodes with Omega Luke and also on a bonus episode of Wrestling Reverb, which feels like a lifetime ago, about mental health. And I just wanted to kind of let you guys in. I'm not going to rehash my story. I don't feel any need to. If you want to listen to my journey with mental health, as well as others, just, you can find it on, just search for it on Wrestling Reverb. It's a bonus episode of, it's somewhere in the archives of Wrestling Reverb, and I think it's still on Omega Luke's feed. Could be wrong because of, now that he's on Unscripted with Wilf. I don't know if it's still on him, but you'll be able to find at least Wrestling Reverbs. But anyway, I wanted to talk about mental health and just the assumption with things in relation to mental health, because it's really, you know, there's still, no matter how much we all talk about it, and I cannot stress enough how good it is to just talk about it, because a whole weight and a whole world can come off your shoulders if you just talk about mental health in so many different ways or another. It might not fix it. It might not make you feel incredible, but it will certainly make you feel somewhat better. At least just get it out in the open. But anyway, there still is a stigma against mental health, and there still is a thing of like, ooh, it's weird to talk about, and blah, blah, blah. I've never been one. Well, I was at one stage one for that because of just things, but I'm not like that anymore. I find it's better to not bottle up anything, and as soon as something's going wrong, even if I'm not even talking to anybody, I like to just say it aloud, you know, and just get it out in the open. It kind of lets it escape your body. At least for me, that kind of helps with me. And hey, I like to think, like I said before earlier in the show, I live my life day to day and just kind of let it flow and just approach every day as it comes, and every day is a new day. And you know, that's just kind of how I live my life. Not everybody lives like that. Some people just don't live like that because they just don't like to. And hey, that is so fine. And that's whatever works for you in any way, shape or form. But I just wanted to quickly say, it is, whether it's what you want to talk about mental health, whether you want to just chat about anything, I'm always one that has been very open about my experiences. And also, I've always been one that's very open to talking to anybody about their stuff. And my DMs are always open on Twitter or on Instagram. And you can just shoot a message my way. And just, even if you just want to say, hey, how you doing? I'm always down for that. I always like it too, because you get to interact with new people. If you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. That's how I kind of operate on the internet when it comes to Twitter. Because, hey, there's some nasty people in the world. I've experienced a few little things, nothing crazy, but I'm pretty good at, well, for the most part, I'm pretty good at just going, eh, who cares, move along, and not interacting with those bunch of people. But for the nice people out there that just want to chit-chat, I'm always open to chatting. But I just wanted to quickly, you know, say that, because it's been a little bit on my mind in the sense of, hey, I just need to rehash this because it's been a little while since I said it. But it's important. It's an important part of life. You only have one brain. You only have one mind. And it's sometimes hard to escape it. So please, let anybody know. Just kind of don't be afraid to talk about those things, because, like I said, there still is a stigma against it. And there still is like just a stigma. Just an assumption about it. It doesn't need to be anymore. It's just not necessary for everybody anymore, you know? So that's all I'll say on that. And the only other thing that I wanted to bring up in terms of that, and I know I've talked about music, I don't know, not a citizenship test, I wouldn't call it that. It was like an America test. It was about government, mainly. Anyway, the only other thing that in relation to mental health, and I've talked about music in regards to mental health and whatever else that brings, but sometimes, as cheesy as this sounds, sometimes it just helps to smile. I know that's weird, and Shawn Michaels famously said he lost his smile And he needed to go find it. But in a weird sense, he's kind of right. Sometimes you need to go and find your smile. However you do that is completely on you. And I can't be the one to be like, this will make you smile. Whatever makes you happy, makes you happy. Okay, guys. So a thing on this show is going to be podcast, song, and movie or TV recommendations. I'm going to do 3 a week. I'm going to give you a song that I recommend you go listen to. I'm going to give you a podcast that I've been listening to that I want you to go check out. And I'm going to give you a TV show or a movie that I would like you to go check out. And it's kind of my recommendations of the week in just the sense of, this is what I'm enjoying, this is what I like, this is what I'm sharing with you guys. And again, on Twitter, I'd love for you to share some stuff that you're going like into at the moment and, you know, broaden my horizons to other things, because you only know what you know. And unless someone kind of opens your eyes to something else, then you don't know shit, really. In a weird sense, you don't know anything unless you open your eyes. You open your eyes and actually look. But a TV show that I, or a movie, this is mine for the week, it is a TV show. A TV show that I've never not stopped loving, but I've kind of, I'm rewatching at the moment, I'm kind of really into at the moment, is Parks and Rec. I know a lot of you have heard me talk about Parks and Rec. It is my favorite show of all time, and I thought the first recommendation should probably be my favorite in this category anyway. Parks and Rec. For anyone that has watched Parks and Rec, go and watch an episode, because it really can make you laugh, it really can make you smile, it really can make you just be really happy. And I kind of like that sense of things, and I really kind of like, I just like being happy when I'm watching something that I love. And it can just change your mood. It can. Even if it's just for 20 minutes. The episodes aren't long. Even if it's just for 20 minutes, it can make you smile. So Parks and Rec would be my recommendation this week. As a song, I did bring up music before, and I think it's only fitting that I talked about Britney Spears. I would like you to go and listen to Britney Spears' Baby One More Time, because that song is a fucking gem. Honestly, it's a gem. People have their reservations about Britney. I get it. Britney's not the most talented singer in the world, but she has some fucking tunes. All right, so go and listen to some Baby One More Time. It's a 90s classic. It's always, you know, one of my top played songs for the year because it just makes everybody sing. And that's kind of my shit. I love getting in a car, like I said before, and just singing, especially when there's friends around, because you can't, even if you don't like that song, you certainly know the words, at least if you're around my age or older. So go and listen to Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. It's on Spotify. I'm sure it's on Apple Music. If you are one of those people that use Apple Music, but who would do that? And the only other thing I want to recommend this week is a podcast recommendation. And a podcast recommendation for the week is Get Your Wrestling Podcast. I've talked about them on my Twitter feed a lot, and it's just 4 dudes just chit-chatting about wrestling, and they're extremely funny. That is sometimes a forgotten thing with podcasts. Hey, there's a lot of podcasts that have funny people, but these guys are consistently funny, and I like that. So go and check out Get Show Wrestling Podcast. You can find them on Twitter at Get Show Podcast. I think it's Get Show Podcast. I'll put the link in the description to show you, or I'll put it on my Twitter or something, whatever I decide to kind of go and do. That's what I'm going to do with this show. But yeah, Get Show Wrestling Podcast. Again, just 4 funny people just talking about wrestling. And you can't really hate on that. But they're my recommendations for this week. Guys, that brings us to the end of the first episode of The Josh Robinson Show. Let me know what you think on Twitter. Please, I really encourage feedback on how the show flows. I've kind of taken a new approach with some things that I'm doing, trying to break some things down into segments. I understand if things were a little bit rocky, but hey, I'm only going to get better. But I really do appreciate feedback of any kind, as long as you're not a total dick about it. I welcome constructive criticism, and I welcome any form of feedback in any way. What did you like? What didn't you like? Some ideas. Hey, if you want to be a guest on this show, you only have to DM me. The worst thing I can say is like, not right now, or hey, in the future, or hey, it could be like a little thing of, are you free right now? And I can get you and we can record an episode of the show. But please, just let me know how it flows. Let me know how it works. Let me know what you liked and didn't like about the show. And I'm only here to get better. That's the best thing about challenging myself with doing a solo podcast is getting better. And the Josh Robinson Show is going to be all about getting better and doing different things and exploring different things. And who knows, maybe there are things that stick, maybe there are things that don't stick, and maybe there are things I'll bring over into Wrestling Reverb and Ditz versus Josh is using different elements that I learn, because it's going to be, like I said, just a trial and error kind of show, what kind of sticks and what kind of doesn't. But that will bring us to the end of this week's The Josh Robinson Show. Please, if you're listening on iTunes, please rate this podcast 5 stars, give a nice review. It only bumps up me in the algorithm of it all, and it just kind of helps just in general. Give this podcast a follow on whatever app you're listening on. You can pretty much find this anywhere on all the major podcasting platforms. You'll find The Josh Robinson Show. Follow me on Twitter at JoshRobinson00. Instagram is JoshRobinsonHost. There's a Facebook page. Just type in Wrestling Reverb and you'll find it, or JoshRobinson00 and you'll find it. And just, I'm always down to interact. Make sure you interact. And you'll catch this show every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. Australian Central Standard Time. Just put that in your little converter and you'll find out. In the States, it's when you wake up, it'll be there. In the UK, it'll be around lunchtime. That's pretty much as easy as it gets. You can catch Wrestling Reverb every single Friday on Brainbuster Radio. And you catch Ditz versus Josh every single Saturday. And that is a super interactive show where Ditz on wrestling takes on me. SmackDown versus Raw, we go back to the original brand split, and we just go week to week, and we sell our show, and you guys get to choose the winner every week, and we'll see where that ends up, because that's a lot of fun. Please, make sure you go check out all my stuff. Please, follow me on Twitch. I'm doing a lot of cool stuff on Twitch lately. A lot of stuff with the Attitude Era modes, and I'm going to be, you know, I've mentioned this, I think, on Wrestling Reverb. Got a new computer, I got a capture card, I'm finally up to date with everything. I'm still learning the basics of using a Windows computer, because I was an Apple Mac guy all the way, but this just allows me to work a little bit better with all the software that I need, and just Macs don't allow everything, which is unfortunate. But make sure you check out my Twitch, my YouTube, there's so much coming to all that stuff. I'm just really having fun with it all. It's really not about, of course I want people listening, I want people viewing, I want people watching, but at the end of the day, I'm having fun doing this, and I just get to be a little jerk off, a little moron, and that's what I'm happy with. And I just like exercising that part of my brain. It really does center me, and it calms me, and it's just like very therapeutic for me. So that's what I like about it. Please, make sure to catch me next Tuesday right here on The Josh Robinson Show. I invite you to check out this week's Wrestling Reverb, because it is the big 1 year, the big first birthday, the big birthday bash, birthday celebration. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, you have a couple of days from now. I think you have until Thursday to send in your audio file, send in your birthday wishes for Kevin and I. For the 1 year birthday, the birthday bash is going down, and you can be part of it. So just send them into wrestlingreverbpodcast@gmail.com, or just message me on Twitter, or at me on Twitter. Is that what you call it? At me on Twitter. And you can find out all the info you need to find out. But until next Tuesday, I will catch you guys next time. Peace out, everyone.